Well, people have been quick to deliver their verdict on Grant Robertson's fourth wellbeing budget. He's splashing the cash, including a record investment of health, $11.1 billion there. And in a matter of months, around 2.1 million New Zealanders will be getting some extra money in the back pocket. A payment of $350 available from August and doled out once a month for 3 months is aimed at lightening the inflation load. It comes at a cost of almost $1 billion. Here's some reaction.
That sounds pretty good, eh? Benefit me quite a lot. Probably just go towards the rent because it's so expensive here, you know?
I suppose it all helps, but I mean, for someone like me, to be honest, because my husband earns quite good money, I don't really need it.
Rent's increased recently for me, and everything's so expensive, especially like in Wellington. Anything really would be helpful.
That's slightly unfair. How about the rest of us medium income earning families? Kind of left out there.
$350, that's nothing, really. What's that going to do? Pay your bill for a month.
Well, the government is also extending its half-price public transport for 2 more months, along with the discount on petrol and road user charges. That's going down well in the capital.
I think that's great, eh? Like, the less people in cars and more sharing public transport, it all works.
Because that sort of helps people save money and helps with some of the climate goals. I think that's really cool.
At the end of the day, you probably just need to adjust your spending habits because of, you know, they can't extend it forever, can they?
The fuel tax should be wiped completely, or a significant amount of it. The money we pay for fuel in New Zealand is ridiculous.
So some big ticket items there that people are reacting to. Now, there was plenty of other bits and pieces in the budget. First, home buyers. The new budget is removing property price caps on 2 schemes to encourage first home buyers to invest. Now, this comes as the boom in house prices is, slowing down, with experts predicting a dramatic drop over the next year, in fact. So does this mean the stars finally align for those previously locked out of the property market? Joining us now is Leslie Harris of the First Home Buyers Club. Kia ora, good morning.
Good morning, Corin.
Right, what do you make of this package? I mean, it's just adjustments really, isn't it?
Look, it is adjustments, but I suppose it's kind of a toe in the water in the right direction. Certainly getting some of those caps lifted on the Home Start grant is going to potentially, you know, make that more available for people getting into their first home. But the amount in which the Home Start grant is, the $10,000, is still $10,000. And, you know, we've seen house prices double. We've seen low deposit lending drop right off. So people are still needing to save a heck of a lot for their deposit.
Mm. Let's talk about those caps first. We're still looking at caps in the sort of $750,000 bracket for a Wellington house, for example. That is not going to get you an awful lot.
That's right, and that's just for the Home Start grant, though. So, you know, at the end of the day, you don't have to buy underneath that cap, but in order to get that little token $10,000, you would need to. So, look, you know, toe in the water in the right direction. I personally think, you know, to actually have the caps removed to allow people to, you know, take benefit, get the benefit from that Home Start grant, no matter what their requirements are, you know, if they can service that lending to actually, you know, get into their first home. But, you know, it is a step in the right direction.
Well, house price caps have been lifted for the first home loans, but as you say, that's not a big amount and for that people are getting here.
That's right, and we've got to remember that that product's only available with 2 banks currently, and people have still got to meet the lending criteria. They're going to have to get a deposit together, albeit a slightly lower deposit. The actual house price caps have been removed, but there still is a bit of an income cap there. So it could be said that could open up possibilities for more people there. But time's going to tell in terms of how many people actually get those loans across the line. As I say, there's only 2 banks actually offering that. And people have still got to meet that banking criteria, which is very, very tough. We've never seen it as tough. They're stress testing people very, at very high rates, given that the interest rates are, you know, are increasing. So it's actually, you know, in theory it sounds good, but let's just see how many people can actually get these loans across the line.
Yeah, I mean, is this really more than token gestures towards first home buyers? This doesn't fix the structural issues there of house prices that are, you know, when we look at in relation to median incomes and the ratio, it's extremely high in New Zealand. This is just a band-aid measure by a government, isn't it, that has to sort of throw something at this issue?
Absolutely, and we've been waiting for something, and I suppose you could call it something, but we're still not addressing the whole end-to-end problem, which is being able to find property that's affordable, getting that deposit together. I mean, we're looking at about 11.8 years now for people to actually save that deposit, and then getting the finance with the bank. People are still really struggling with very, very high levels of debt. House prices have gone up, you know, rents. A lot of first-time buyers are renting initially before they buy. Rents have gone through the roof. So we're still not addressing, you know, the whole problem kind of end-to-end. But I suppose it's a bit of a token gesture, a little bit of a step in the right direction, might make things a little easier for some people on fairly good incomes. But, you know, it's not going to be the silver bullet.
That's I mean, the danger is that if you get this increases some demand, probably at the margins, but then if you start to see other pressure come on with the housing market coming off, say the Reserve Bank lifts the loan-to-value ratios, you know, there's mechanisms there that could just exacerbate house prices.
Absolutely. And, you know, the first home buyer type properties are still very, very popular, you know, with investors, et cetera. And, you know, we're still looking at, you know, staggering increases, you know, up to 50% in some areas. And we're not seeing the incomes, and, you know, for people actually increasing that much. That becomes the problem with the bank, is that, you know, you need, let's just say you need to have an income of $140,000 to borrow $600,000. Well, you know, if you look at the average family income in Auckland, for example, that's still only $94,000. So that income hasn't actually increased the level of cost of living and the price to buy. So it's still very, very, very challenging times.
Leslie Harris, thank you very much from the First Home Buyers Club there with some comments just on the government's plan to lift some caps around its schemes to help first home buyers that were in the budget.